faces in the background. Yeah. That way you're live on tape.
So, first of all, it's Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Hoyt, H-O-Y-T, National Director, Affiliate Program, Reagan Revolution. How do you want to be identified for a Tea Party story?
A co-host of the radio show Tea Party Patriots Live. It's heard every Saturday here in Orlando and on the internet, teapartypatriotslive.com.
Okay, so tell me why you're going to the March 16 event, the significance of it. First of all, what's the name of it again?
I think that... Various organizations.
I know they said like a code red they put out.
Code red alert. Yeah. They call it the Patriot Surge. The beauty of the Tea Party movement is that it's grassroots. There is no national organization, so a lot of different organizations are all converging at the same time, and they all call it the same thing.
Yeah. How many people you expect out there?
It's so hard to estimate.
Yeah.
I can't estimate at all.
Yeah.
But
so what's the objective? It's obviously the end game on healthcare reform.
The objective is for everyday citizens to be your own lobbyist, to, you know, quote unquote, storm the halls of Congress and talk to the congressmen that may still be on the fence, may still be deciding. We need to remind them about integrity. But I just don't want to wake up the day after the vote wishing I would have done more. That's why I'm going.
Okay. What do you think the prospects are? Do you think that if there's a big enough groundswell of grassroots opposition, that you guys might be able to make the difference?
It's hard to say. They wanted it done last July, before the August recess. We've been able to, with town halls, delay it. They wanted it done in the fall. We've delayed it. So are they listening? They really, really need to. What are the prospects? The more people know about it, the more they hear about the shenanigans, the negotiations, the backroom deals, the more people are going to be upset about it and hopefully engage their representatives and call them.
Now let's take the other case. They go ahead and pass it, and they kind of ram it through Congress with reconciliation. What's the impact on the midterms?
It's going to be a huge impact. And we're not just looking for candidates right now that would be against a government overhaul of healthcare. Then we would be looking for candidates that are willing to do something to repeal it. And it's not just defund it. It's about repealing it and getting rid of it. The fact that they want to start the taxes now, but it won't be effective until we've got time. So we'll be looking for candidates who are willing to do the bold move of actually repealing it.
So it could actually change what type of candidate you're looking for.
Absolutely. I mean, we're already looking for bold candidates. We say if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. I want to see what candidates out there are outraged and upset about what's going on, and then what are they willing to do about it.
And if you are looking for a new type of candidate, in a sense, it really sounds like passing this sort of healthcare reform, as they call it, would really push the grassroots farther to the right, or at least convince a lot of people to redouble their efforts.
Sure. I mean, I think this movement is large enough and we've been influential enough that candidates are paying attention to what our messages are, and if they want the Tea Party movement support, they're going to have to listen to really what we're demanding.
Yep. Okay, good deal.
Good. All right,
thanks a lot.
Yeah, no, thank you.